7:33. Here's Tony.
Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night. I'm joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca. Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
All right. Where's some of the highlights of last night's meeting? I guess West Putnam Avenue at the top of the list, right?
Yes, that was at the top of the list. It was a lengthy meeting. We did hear both sides of the street, the 585 West Putnam and the other side 500, 600. So most of our time on the northern side of the street, the 585, everything I can say was left open, so there was no decision there. We'll be hearing these applications again at the March 19th meeting. Just for those who aren't familiar, at 585, the applicant is proposing to demolish two buildings that are there now. They're in one of them is in quite disrepair. It sits on the rock there, and what they're proposing to do is effectively create a 67 residential unit building with 14 moderate income. That's our workforce housing, if you will, and then have two spaces, one retail or fitness, maybe that would be a restaurant. There's no tenant specified so far, and the other space is supermarket. So there's a considerable neighbor input, mostly having to do with concerns about traffic impacts and the density of the structure, the look of the structure, the landscaping, the environmental impacts and the removal of the rock that is there and the overall height and the perceived height, because even though they are compliant with the regulation, because our height is measured from what we call a grade plane, which is the average grade, there are some areas where it can be much higher than what the overall height restriction number is. But on the other hand, then there's areas that are much lower because it's the average around. So anyway, in the end, it was left open. The commission's interested in getting more information about how the proposed driveway connects in with the office park and whether or not it's for vehicular or for pedestrian access. So as I said, we'll be hearing that one on March 19th. Then we moved on to the other side of the street, the southern side. That's a proposed 35-unit residential building that would be located in between the Anthropology building and the existing office park there. I spent some time talking about how parking works for the existing medical uses within 500 and what that might mean for the site if this project moves forward. On this side, 8 of those 35 units would be for moderate income. And like I said, again, that one was left open to the March 19th meeting.
Katie, we've talked a lot about this in terms of them being one project, but they're being handled separately, or are they one project?
They are being handled separately. One of the things that's interesting is the considerable traffic improvements that would occur as a result of this project, namely adding a much lengthier right-hand turn lane on Valley Road, and timing the light that is the traffic light that's existing. A new entrance and exit to 500 West Putnam Avenue would be located on this. That would be aligned with the intersection of Valley. So you'd have basically a four-way intersection there. That what that does is also allow Citarella to combined with 500, so you can make major traffic improvements for the Citarella that is there, because if you've ever been there around lunchtime, it's quite a popular spot, and it does clog up the post road there, so this would make the improvement. But 500 is a separate and distinct application from 585, despite the fact that they're tied in with respect to major traffic improvements and actually major sewer improvements. Part of the project, and the chairman asked the applicant to explain this last night, is that the applicant at their expense would be making some upgrades to the sewer line. There's, if you will, a bottleneck. The sewer line goes from a large inch pipe to a smaller inch pipe, and that doesn't work for a project of this size. So they would make that improvement, which is actually a benefit for the area also.
Okay, and Greenwich Academy, another one.
Yes, Greenwich, this is for their main campus. That was also left open, but it was closed. The commission asked questions about the architecture of the building, how it fit into the surrounding neighborhood, And the applicant answered, and I think it was, at this point, we've heard this application before, so it was relatively smooth, if you will, and there was several speakers, all of them in favor for the project last night. So we'll see how that one goes and the commission makes a decision.
Okay, what else from last night?
We had the Sandwich Club. They were looking to expand their kitchen facilities. That was approved. Pathways at 509 East Putnam Avenue. They asked to relocate their day program from 8 Sinaway Road. If you recall, several months ago, we talked about this. The commission at the Sinaway site did approve a new building over there. And so what they're asked to do here was relocate the occupation, so to speak, of activities over at that site temporarily over to 509 East Putnam Avenue. So that was approved. We also, had in the beginning of the evening, we had 32 Westway. There's the house in the coastal area. That was approved, it's hard to remember all these things, and 5 Oak Street, that was going from a personal training gym center to an art gallery, that was also approved, and then lastly a subdivision was approved.
All right, good, Katie. So the next meeting is March 19th, and what else besides? You have 500, 600 West Pot, right?
Right, and then we have the Greenwich Country Day School campus will be on for that that meeting also.
All right, great, Katie. Anything else?
Big ones. No, that's it. Just say that we are moving along nicely with our plan of conservation development. We did have an opportunity to meet with the Land Use Committee of the RTM on Monday evening, had a great conversation with them about what they thought of our vision statement, our guiding principles, and our key objectives, and I think we left there feeling like we're all on the same page. We need to make some adjustments here or there, but we've asked them to meet with us again in a new session where it's just to talk about the POC, so we can dive in a little bit deeper, and they've agreed to do that. So we're really looking forward to it, and we'll hopefully be releasing a draft relatively soon.
All right, great, Katie. Good to talk to you. Thanks very much. Have a good day. Thanks for checking in.
You too, and thank you.
That's Director of Planning and Zoning, Katie DeLuca, in case you didn't hear her last couple of words to say goodbye. Jim cut her off. Jim.